Christ. Before reading this verse, I would like to give you the reference frame. It is spoken by Narada Muni to his disciple Srila Vyasadeva. When Narada Muni gave Vyasadeva an autobiographical description how he had come to become that famous saint who was traveling with great taste in Krishna consciousness all over the universe, that incarnation of the Bhakti Shakti. He had described a very, let me say, trend-giving or a life-deciding meeting with four Bhaktivedantas who had inspired him in Krishna consciousness. So here comes the translation. O Vyasadeva, in that association, and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is attractive not only in his personal features, but also in his transcendental activities. It is so because the absolute is absolute by his name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, etc. My dear devotees, I notice that some of you are severely attacked by brother sleep. He has come from the walls and from your chairs and seating places. I want to humbly point this out to you, because it might be that something important is discussed today morning, and you will be severely disturbed with me if I allow you to sleep. Hare Krishna. I only make one. The Lord descends on this material world out of his causeless mercy and displays his various transcendental pastimes as a human being, so that human beings attracted towards him become able to go back to Godhead. Men are naturally apt to hear histories and narrations of various personalities performing mundane activities. But they don't know that by such association one simply wastes valuable time and also becomes addicted to the three qualities of mundane nature. Instead of wasting time, one can get spiritual success by turning his attention to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. By hearing the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead. And as explained before, by hearing about the personality of Godhead from within, all accumulated sins of the mundane creature are cleared. Thus, being cleared of all sins, the hearer gradually becomes liberated from mundane association and becomes attracted to the features of the Lord. Narada Muni has just explained this by his personal experience. Now comes a summary of this point by Srila. The whole idea is that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, one can become one of the associates of the Lord. Narada Muni has eternal life, unlimited knowledge, and unfathomed bliss. And he can travel all over the material and spiritual worlds without restriction. One can attain to the highest perfection of life simply by attentive hearing of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from the right sources, as Sri Narada heard them from the pure devotees Bhaktivedanta's in his previous life. This process of hearing in the association of the devotees is especially recommended in this age of quarrel, Kali. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. This verse it becomes very clear in the purport. A very important principle, or we could also say the most important principle in Krishna consciousness, is explained. This principle is the principle of association. By association, we adopt the qualities of that with which we associate, or by association we adopt the quality of the person with whom we associate. I think in our lectures this subject has been sufficiently highlighted, and it does not require an explanation. Please remember the lectures you have heard about association with drunkards, with passionate Western culture, association with wine, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, what this does. And remember what you have heard about association with sadhus. This is very clear to each devotee who has attentively listened to the lectures which have been given. The principle of association is, in this verse, carried to a very high level, association with Krishna. In the verse, Narada Muni describes that when he was with the devotees, the Bhaktivedantas, he heard them talk about Krishna's pastime. And as a result, he developed a great taste. His misdirected taste became properly directed. Why is this so, that when we hear about the pastimes of Lord Krishna? Well, Krishna is not different from the narration of his pastimes, just like he is not different from his holy name. And if we associate with this most accessible form of the Lord, here though speak specifically about the holy name, that the Lord is present in sound, is very, very possible that a conditioned soul, if a certain condition is kept, changes his taste. Krishna consciousness is all about taste. Once Prabhupada asked his devotees, why are you in this movement? And there's something very difficult about these simple questions of Srila Prabhupada, because you know he wants a truthful answer, and he will look through all answers which are just quickly given and rejected. So he always said, well, it's because of the philosophy. Prabhupada said, no, not because of the philosophy in this movement. Well, we are here because material life really is suffering. No, said Prabhupada. Now it became a little bit difficult what to say. Another devotee ventured, we are in this movement because it's the most logical thing to be. No, that's not logical. Prabhupada smiled, because you like it. This is so simple, but it is so true. The living entity moves where his taste is, ultimately. Last time when we were able, when we were here and requested to give a lecture, we spoke about this in a very, let me say, dramatic way. You cannot cheat where your taste is. Taste is something which you either have or you don't have it. You can't cover it up. And ultimately, you will go according to your taste. We spoke about devotees who are like the golden men on the staircase of Radha-desh. There's the golden devotee. We know he looks outside like gold, but inside he is plastic, because we can't afford a golden man. So a devotee may, outside, from the external point of view, be good. And we can even see the devotees may even have some far out accomplishment, but his heart needs to be transformed. You need to judge a devotee by his heart, because ultimately, if a devotee does not have this taste in Krishna, this attraction to Krishna, the old taste, that is the attraction to the material energy, which is very old and very, very deep, will win. That is, the gold will fall off after some time, and the plastic will show. This transformation of the heart, or let us explain it more simpler, this development of a taste for Krishna consciousness remains one of the biggest issues which deserves a lot of discussion. We need to develop taste. Prabhupada once said, you can measure your own advancement by looking in your heart. How much taste for lust is there? Or how much taste for Krishna? Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Ruchi, taste. Now, this remains also the challenge of a spiritual movement. How much are the preacher able to instill a higher taste in the congregation? This is so important. Now, the way how a higher taste comes is by higher association. Our taste at the moment is formulated by the association of the three modes of material nature. We are all it's very easy to become restless in the association of money and women. This is what Prabhupada says. Or for women, you can think attractive muscular men with high positions. This is very deep in the ingrained in the heart of the conditioned soul. And we must somehow think how we will develop a higher taste. And this happens by association with Krishna. Mainly association with Krishna and the holy name. I liked when Bhakti Charu Maharaj, yesterday when we were chanting and dancing so jubilantly, when he explained, this is the wonderful Hare Krishna movement. Do you remember? Bhakti Charu Maharaj was telling the fact. This is the essence of the Hare Krishna movement. If you want to understand how Srila Prabhupada was imbibing taste in his followers and elevating them, it was simply by the chanting of the holy name, giving them sufficient amounts of prasadam and a good association. This is Prabhupada's method. It's very important to understand the sadhan of the Hare Krishna movement, especially in the time when other Gaudiya preachers also preach based sometimes on Shastra and their interpretation of the Shastra. It's very important in that time that we become fixed in the knowledge, what is our sadhana and how does it work? It's very important. And to study this a little bit with you, I promise it's not boring, because I'm also very tired, but when you speak, you are not so tired. Somehow the adrenaline comes, or the speaker's temperament awakes. But I will make it simple by giving historical proofs. In the South India tour of Mahaprabhu, we know that he spread his, what scholars say, his electric bhakti or electrifying bhakti by a very unusual form of preaching. He just looked at the people and transferred kripa shakti in them by looking, or he just would embrace people and so on. And these people became electrified in Krishna consciousness. There was not much verbal communication, maybe chant and so on. It went very fast. This was very effective. The people went fully charged in Krishna consciousness, fully enlivened. And they went in their villages, and the villagers saw their friends who previously were Mr. Dull and Mrs. Dull, and they came and said, Krishna, Krishna! And this way it was transferred. The Hare Krishna movement at that time spread by Mahaprabhu's ecstatic kirtans. We hear that there were millions of people, billions of people in the kirtan. When Mahaprabhu was on one side of the Ganga and chanted, people who were on the other side did not consider if there were boats or if there were no boats, if they could swim or not swim. They were electrified in bhakti, and they swam through the Mother Ganga, so much so that the biographers of the time say Mother Ganga became black. This is because most Indians have blackish hair, and there were so many that Mother Ganga was black. The roads became impassable, which Mahaprabhu traveled, because those who followed him, and it must have, they took dust from the roads, and big holes and became the road, because there were so many. These were millions of people who joined the kirtan. And Mahaprabhu, for them, he had his method of just chanting and then delivering prasadam and so on. But because we can't, you know, we, in one way we live in Mahaprabhu's time. It is said that the advanced can see Mahaprabhu still being present in Navadvip, dancing in ecstasy, and also in the Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada had said that Krishna had taken birth in the womb of the Hare Krishna movement. Here, I do not want to concern myself with electric spreading of bhakti, because, yes, some of us do have a little charisma, but this is, this movement is carried really by understanding sadhana and reaching sadhya, and for that we need instructions. What instructions did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give? This is very important to understand. Well, we find two references No, many references, but I want to take two references from Chaitanya Charitamrita this morning. When Mahaprabhu went to Korma, he was invited by a Brahmana who's referred to as the Korma Brahmana. Now, after Mahaprabhu had spent his time in that village where he visited the deity of Korma Dev and danced in ecstasy before him, it came time to say goodbye to the Korma Brahmana. The Korma Brahmana walked Mahaprabhu for some distance out of the village and indicated he wanted to keep on walking. But Mahaprabhu stopped him and instructed him to go back and take care of his family situation. And then he gave his instruction. Please listen to this very good, because this is the instruction which we have for our sadhana as well. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra, chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly and preach this name to others. Do welfare. Then he said, what would be the result of this? The result is the material energy will not influence you and you will be able to associate with me in the near future. Then Mahaprabhu said, now please go back to your village. And he continued to do his tour walking with the stride of a wild lion. The Korma Brahmana fainted from pangs of separation from the Lord. When he woke up, the Lord was gone. Then he sadly but ecstatically went into the village. Just when he came to his house, he saw something which totally caught his attention. There was an unknown leper before his door. This leper was known as Vasudeva the leper. Vasudeva the leper was a great devotee of the Lord. It is known that although he had this very advanced stage of leper, he would dance in ecstasy, and when he would see that the worms, which were apparently in his open wounds, I don't want to go into detail before breakfast, but it was very advanced leper, were falling on the ground, he was picking up these worms and bringing them back to their places of nourishment. He was had a great sense of welfare and so on. This leper had heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the village of the Korma Brahmana, and he had developed a strong desire to meet with the Lord. Now when he saw that the Korma Brahmana was returning, he must have had inquired where is Mahaprabhu. People must have told him that the Korma Brahmana walked with him out, we can just assume. So when he saw the Korma Brahmana coming back alone, he asked, where is Chaitanya? With great pain, he had somehow come into the village of the Korma Brahmana just to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He asked, where is Chaitanya? The Korma Brahmana said, don't despair. He has left. He has left. Korma Brahmana became so sad. He was banging his chest in great agony. He rolled on the ground, crying with uncontrollable grief. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the indwelling super soul in all, stopped his walk. We know when devotee cries for the Lord must come. This is his weakness, or his nature, soft nature. It's not a weakness, it's a strength. He must come. So Mahaprabhu then mysteriously for the non-believers and wonderfully for the devotees appeared at that place, and he took the Koma Brahmana in his arms and embraced him. And upon being embraced, the wounds closed and the Koma Brahmana got a very, very nice body. The Koma Brahmana was not satisfied with this and chanted a verse which Sudama Vipra had chanted when Lord Krishna had embraced him. He said, Kvaham daritra papiyam kva Krishna Shriniketana Brahma vannu iti smaham bahubhyam parirambita. Who am I? A sinful poor friend of a Brahmana. And who is Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in six opulences. Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms. Prabhupada says, Sudama was so humble that he considered his poverty to be his own fault, a result of sin. Such a mentality is in accord with the saying, Daritya Dosho Gunarashi Nashi. The discrepancy of being poor ruins heaps of good qualities. This is a saying, which is... even someone has good qualities, if he thinks he's poor, if he was poor, there is a mentality that he thinks I'm not good for anything. This mentality is also spread in the Western country. It's everywhere. So the Vasudev, the Brahmana, feels in the same way. I'm poor and I'm sick and I'm, where am I in comparison? But still, Chaitanya has embraced me. Then he developed a great fear. He said, but now I'm in this body. When I was sick, I was at least calling out for the Lord. Now I might become proud. And please listen what Mahaprabhu told him, because this is very important for our lecture. It is. He said, my disease was so bad, the smell made persons flee. But it was good. Now my pride could bring forgetfulness with this body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Kabutomalanahabe Abhiman Nirantara Kahetumi Krishna Krishna Nam. Chant the holy names constantly and deliver the holy names to others. And in this way, no pride will affect you. Lord Krishna will definitely accept you if you follow these instructions. Same instructions as he had given to the Koma Brahmana. Chant the holy name constantly, become a preacher, deliver the holy names to others, and then a blessing. In this way, no pride will affect you, and then Lord Krishna will definitely accept you if you follow these instructions. In the purport, Prabhupada explains, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded the Achyuta dynasty. Our Hare Krishna movement is the Achyuta dynasty, where we belong to the Gotra, Achyuta Gotra. We are the family of the Infallible Lord. Well, because we chant, we have association with him. That's our family. So Prabhupada says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded the Achyuta dynasty. And he by this method, by these instructions, which is continue preaching humbly and faithfully. In this way, no false prestige and material desire overcome you. So, my dear devotees, this is a very simple instruction. Anyone, even if he is tired, can remember this. Chant and preach. And the result, no pride or material energy will overcome me. But now we need to think of how we can apply this instruction in our life. The Hare Krishna movement has also a great success story. But we do also have some failures, and the numbers are quite impressive of the failures. Statistically speaking, it is something. Why it seems to be so simple, why does it not seem to work always, this simple prescription? This is a question we must ask ourselves. And here I want to bring out a point from these verses. Have you noticed that Mahaprabhu two times says, if you chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly, no pride will overcome you? Pride seems to be a danger in this process. It seems to be something which we must take care of. Pride is the great stealer of spiritual advancement. One should never ever think that he is a great Vaishnava. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has installed two other principles in the movement so that the process works. Jiva Doya, that is, show mercy to others, that's already there. And then Vaishnav Seva, you must do Vaishnav Seva. If you don't do service to Vaishnavas, pride can easily overcome you. And the Gita mentions three doorways or gates to hell: Dambha, Krodha, and Kama. Dambha means pride. Can you, Prahladananda Maharaj, we have the advantage of, what was the succession? It's in the 16th chapter.
There are three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed. Every man should become free from them because they lead to the degradation of the soul.
Yeah.
If you think of Dhamma, Dharma, Vimana, Parusha, Avijja, Agana, Abhijaya, Abhijana, Partha, Sampadam, Asari.
Wonderful. Please tell.
Pride, arrogance, and Dhamma is pride. Garba is conceit. Arrogance, harshness, ignorance, anger, these are the qualities one of the divine nature.
Yes, yes. So, thank you very much. We have it now very clear from our walking encyclopedia. with great affection, I'm saying this, but with great frustration that I can't remember all these verses. These are not gates to hell. Gates to hell are karma, lust, anger, and greed. These are the three gates to hell. But I want to, Dhamma is a demoniac quality. Ooh. This is what we wanted to say. So this pride is absolutely unacceptable for devotees. When you make advancement in Krishna consciousness, advancement in taste, if your advancement is proper, simultaneously your pride must go down. Now this is not so easy. We all know with these movements which seem to be opposed to each other, it's very difficult to make it. So this is another movement I'm trying to catch your attention. With these movements which seem to be opposed to each other, to coordinate them is not so easy. Normally a person who evolves in qualities and money and prestige and fame becomes more happy with the happiness of pride. It feels good. Yes, pretty. What is it? Puja, worship. Labha Pratishta Puja. Yes, Labha means your own profit. You get profit. Then Puja, Pratishta, you get adoration and you get worshipped. In a movement which thinks so much about advancement in spiritual matters, you get the things when you are spiritually advancing. And here comes the trick. You must take very much care that this doesn't happen. It's an materially wise, it's an opposite direction which you must you must learn to go down with your pride as you advance in spiritual life. This is something not for beginners. It's a hard one. It's an intense practice. This point where pointed out to me by Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj when we were in Croatia, and I was asking him, Maharaj, please, we are now, the two of us are sitting on a table. There is no outside listener to our conversation. I will now ask you something which is so a little disturbing in my life. I'm convinced by this chanting process and the sadhana. I have done an academic study of other processes in order to understand what is ISKCON's way of advancing in Krishna consciousness, and where is our sadhana maybe different from other Vaishnava preachers and from the Christians and the Muslims and whatever. What are we exactly? And I have understood from Mahaprabhu's instructions, it is chanting the holy name, preaching it to others, and he has also said we must do Vaishnav Seva and so on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says actually three things: Jivadaya, Namaruchi, taste in the holy name, Jivadaya, mercy to others, and Vaishnav Seva. You can assemble this. So I have understood this, but why out of so many members, so little members are there? The GBC men know this statistical number. It's much better than us uncoordinated preachers and so on. It's, why? He said, my simple opinion, it is like this. There is this counter movement. Yes, you advance, you must see that you do not take Pratishta or Puja or Labha with you and let it inflate your false pride. Mahaprabhu was the supreme personality, or is the supreme personality of Godhead, sorry. And he conducted himself as a very humble devotee. He could have spread Krishna consciousness in a different way, or the Yuga Dharma could theoretically be introduced in a different way, but he conducted himself as a humble devotee. And we know that sometimes Mahaprabhu even served out prasadam to his devotees. It is said he had very big hands and he served very big portions, but the devotees couldn't say no because it was the Lord. So on. And Mahaprabhu, he said something which for preachers or for devotees is very important. He said so many things. But one is in regards to pride. He said, Apani karimo bhakta bhava angikare apani achari bhakti shikaimu sabhare. I shall accept the role of a devotee and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. To teach the highest principles of spiritual life, the Lord himself appeared as a devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya. This is very important. Mahaprabhu wants no cheating devotees. You cannot cheat the Lord. You must preach, yes, but you must give the example. This is so important. Mahaprabhu highlighted the spiritual achievements of Haridas Thakur by saying, you do both things. You preach and you give the example. Others only preach but don't give the example. And others only give the example and don't preach. But you give the example of a devotee and you preach. This is very important. There is a verse about pride, which I do not remember. But it's like this. Lord Krishna does not like the pride of his devotees. Whenever pride appears in the heart of a devotee, you can rest assured that Lord Krishna disappears. He does so. Hare Krishna. So this is the something about our sadhana. I want to end now by telling you a very other important point. Srila Prabhupada said, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, to chant the fixed number of rounds is most important. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the sadhana of our Hare Krishna movement, and we need to give it our best. What does it mean, our best? It means to avoid the offenses, and the offenses against the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra can be avoided if we learn this one art, to give full attention to the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his very helpful book, Harinam Chitamani, that all offenses come from the inattention towards the holy name. It's called pramada. Pramada means a form of madness, and you can understand why it is given such a big word, such a harsh word, because Hare Krishna chanting means please accept me in my service, and it means calling out to the Lord. When the Lord comes and then you ignore him, this is mad. If you invite, you invite someone in your house and he comes and then you sneak out through the window, this is very, very inconsistent behavior. So when you chant the holy name, you must be attentive. It's very important. I will tell you a very nice story from another tradition. Once the Emperor Akbar, who is said to have been a kind emperor, was taking a break from his work in the of administering, and he went into the mosque to read in the Quran. He was very he had his bodyguard outside of the Quran, because Hare Krishna, someone touched the thing, you want to make us all awake, I think. So he had his bodyguard outside of the mosque. he didn't want to be disturbed at all. He had worked so hard now, he wanted to read the Quran. As he was reading, he was looking outside and he saw a young woman walking very fast by the window of the mosque or the Iwa. He read again. Very soon the young woman was again there and ran back. Obviously, she was searching for something or someone. Continued to try to read, but then all of a sudden the young woman was in the mosque. Then she ran through the mosque, and then she ran back. She ran right over Atta and ran over him, and the Quran fell out of his hand. That was too much. He said, "Bodyguard, bodyguard!" And, immediately 20 Muslim bodyguards ran into the mosque and, "Catch her, catch her! Bring her to me." He went, not here in the mosque! They went out of the mosque. Then he said, "You, I'm possible. You have come, you have disturbed the Quran reading of a Muslim, you will be hanged. But before you are getting hanged, tell me, for what are you searching?" "Oh, sorry. "What sorry? You ran into the mosque. I was reading the Quran in my well-deserved pause, and you ran over me. And you didn't even see me." "Oh yes, sorry, I didn't see you." "Why were you so undisturbed? What were you looking for?" "Oh, your majesty, it's a little embarrassing, but I heard that my lover had come this morning into the town, and I was looking for my lover. I love him." "What? For such an insignificant human affair? You are disturbing your emperor? You will be hanged with a thick robe, then it goes slower." So the girl knew she had nothing to lose. "But let me ask you a question, your majesty." "Okay, your last wish is granted. Ask this question. What were you doing when I, out of mistake, ran over you?" "I told you, I read the Quran." "Huh? You read the Quran? And you were so disturbed? When I, an ordinary woman, was so undisturbed that I couldn't even recognize or see that I ran into you while searching for my lover. How undisturbed you must have been if you searched for the biggest lover, Allah." Then she was getting intense. "You were not reading the Quran. You were not praying. You were pretending to read the Quran. You were pretending to pray. Thank you. Now hang me." Akbar was an intelligent man, and not as something as people say Muslims are. he became very, very moved by what he said. She says, if she was so undisturbed by looking for her lover, I should have been more undisturbed by looking for the supreme lover. That's a good point. I mean, it's true.
You can be free again, but don't, please don't run again over me. Yes. When you chant, where is your attention? It is Krishna, his name, which we chant. With attention, my dear devotees, it's difficult to remember 10 offenses, 10 at once. The human brain, according to psychology, can think of 3 things at once, not more. One can focus on a month's focus on this offense and on this offense. But one might commit the others. But if you want to really have the key into the Nam-Ruchi, it is in the beginning the attention. Later, it will come, the Ruchi will increase and awake, and we hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur that the name will, we will think of the form of the Lord and the qualities of the Lord, like being Bhakta Vatsala, so kind to his devotees, will appear in our consciousness, and then even the pastimes of the Lord will become visible from the holy name itself. This is our sadhana. But we must start really by giving attention to the holy name. And I wanted to suggest to all of you a very nice vrata. We have now the Purushottam month. It started yesterday, I hear. Why don't we try for the time of the month to give the holy name as much attention as we can at our individual levels when we chant and so on. This is a very, very nice practice. Then comes the Kartik Vrata. We can also try something there with the holy name in regards to attention. The holy name will reward us. It won't, you will see, when you get into attentive chanting, if you work on this, it is, you're calling for that, you're giving out a challenge to the mind. The mind, an ordinary human being's mind, thinks 32,000 thoughts a day. Hare Krishna. 32,000. And most of them are not very helpful in spiritual life. But it's a very interesting challenge. It is. You will see, you will experience something in your spiritual life, and most important, the mercy of the holy name, who will see you practicing and working on this. It's just a suggestion which I thought was relevant. Let us summarize the lecture. Today we were studying how our taste can awaken in Krishna consciousness. Narada Muni said he got it by listening to the pastimes from the Bhaktivedantas. In our movement, we mostly stress on the chanting of the holy name, because Krishna is present in the holy name, just like he is present in his pastimes. But the holy name is the most accessible form and the most merciful form of the Lord, really. So this practice of we have studied by chanting the studying the instructions of Lord Chaitanya, who said to the people he met, chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly and preach this name to others. In this way, no pride will affect you. Lord Krishna will definitely accept you if you follow these instructions. We were suggesting to all of you the test in your life, see how you're getting attracted to Krishna and how you're getting attracted to the material energy. Please watch in your lives this pride thing. Become a humble servant. When you look at a humble servant from the material conception, it's really not so appealing, maybe. At least, you are very qualified, but I have a German birth. Germans are so proud. You can't imagine this if you don't stick in their skin. you don't have this psychology and body. You have to work on this, even as a German, especially as a German, so on. It's very important. And look at this movement, if you are able to make this movement. To make this movement is easy. But this movement, that the pride goes down as you, and you will advance. It's something to look at. Hare Krishna. We want to get into the Namaruchi. Another tip was full attention. Thank you very much for listening. I know this lecture was not very good and not very inspiring because of the tiredness, but please think of the subjects, not of the delivery. So I want to also hear, my heart is so full with gratitude, and although I've said it maybe 10 times, but Vaishnava was such a nice festival. You have given rise to the plant of bhakti in our hearts by this festival. Thank you very, very much for the Yes, we need to go where the kind Vaishnavas are there and take care of us. Good. Let us see. We have it. It's a little late. Maybe, you know, being tempted. Is there one or two questions? Yes.
I wanted to ask something about pride.
About pride, yes.
I read Editions of World Trading. Many times I have been reading about the particular issue. The Tibetan Master Buddha, he said that he prefers some Shudra or Chandra, the transformed name, that he is devotee of the Lord, and Brahmana, who is not Vaishnava. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was mentioned that Brahmana, who is not Vaishnava, is the lower of lows.
About a Brahmana being a non-Vaishnava, being the lowest of the lowest. The intuition of the preacher tells me that you have some problem with Brahmanas who think they are the highest. Yes. See, I do not want to give ammunition for personal conflict. It would be very bad if I deliver bombs for this. You have read the statements, but see, we as Westerners, I want to say how I deal as a Westerner with this. Western births are very low, and yes, the Brahmana has a problem if he thinks he is very high and he is a non-devotee. But I think we should stick with us, when we Westerners are dealt by Brahmanas like this, that you are so low, you are so low, you cannot sit with us and eat with us, and so on. I used to become totally upset with this, but I have seen it doesn't work. It's a cultural ingrained, and there is some Brahminical birth. They have more abilities than a Shudra, and they can't just imagine that we Westerners became real devotees of Krishna. And it is a miracle. It is a miracle. It is a miracle by Prabhupada's grace. It is a miracle. And I used to think, yes, you poor Brahmana, you can't believe this miracle. I also can't believe it. I'm thinking, I have learned to think like this, because there is simply no, you don't win when you go against it. Someone who is a proud Brahmana, you will never be able to convince him. Because he has seen Westerners, and he knows it. have disturbed mind, the very lusty people, and all these things which we have as Westerners. I want to give you a tip. Try in this conflict to be humble. You might then change the Brahmana. He will become surprised. You're not upset with me. And then he changes. But if you become upset, it does not work. It does not work. He will think oh, justification, and so on. And it's good, it's better for you to be humble. Thinking like Ajamil, where am I in comparison to the holy name, and so on. You will make more advancement than fighting with the Brahmana. This is a very important thing. Last year, for the first time, I went to Puri for a longer time, in the month of Kartik, and my last visit really, I was standing it was 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, I suppose. It must have been 20 years ago. I was standing before the terrace. There was a terrace. Now it's just no, maybe it's there, but I didn't recognize it. So, and our Thin Maharaj, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, was translating Hari Sori's fiery speech against the Brahmanas of the Puri temple, who were not allowing the Western devotees to enter the temple. And the Brahmanas were getting very upset, and they wanted to take our Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, who was faithfully translating like a lion. There was Hari Sori in action. They were trying to pull him down, and I was there, and I was thinking, well, if it becomes a wrestling, I also know something about wrestling. And I'm with the Eastern people. Whatever happens, I'm with them. I know the mean tricks, from my past, so I know also something. This was my last impression of standing before the Jagannath Puri temple. This time I said, I don't care. These are 20 years back. We must change a little in the heart. And I remembered, Lord Jagannath was so merciful. And one of the reasons I really know that in my contact with the Brahmanas, I was super humble, and they became so nice, so wonderful. They were giving and you can see Lord Jagannath in three ways, it is said. You or contact Lord Jagannath. One is you look at the flag on the top. That's what Haridas Thakur did. The second is you can go before the Singhadwara and stand on a little, this is allowed, it's nothing unallowed by the Brahmana, stand on the side and look at Patit Pavan Jagannath and the gate. And the third is the Mahaprasad, which you can eat. And just by I stopped this childish revolutionary spirit to go into the temple. I had in previous years, I know a way I can see Jagannath. I have to pay $2,000 and then it works. But I won't tell you to who. There is a way. But I have stopped this. I have this thought. I know Haridas Thakur and his example. And it's much, much better. All of a sudden, you think in Puri, Jagannath is everywhere. The prasadam, it becomes a spiritual state. So please, let us learn to be proud of this Brahmin. It's their problem. Why should I make it my problem? It's their problem. And it's a miracle, yes. I'm so happy to be part in this miracle. I hope to be part in this miracle. This is much better. It's much more spiritual. When you have conflicts and problems, never make the mistake to make the problems of others your problem. It's their problem. Let it stay at their side.
I just don't understand this thing.
Why? They are more talented. Usually Brahmanas who are in a good Brahmin family, you can see they are more sharp and intelligent.
And why this thing? Mahaprabhu said that they are so low.
Yes, because they are atheists sometimes, if they are non-devotees. Hare Krishna Maharaj. This was a sign. We will stop here because the festival has to go on. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonita ki jai, Go Premanandi Hare Krishna.